Joining us by telephone is Kaylin Pempick, the Executive Director for Aspires Health Foundation and Volunteer Services. You had a recent event wrapping up, a fundraiser for hospice, the Festival of Trees. How did it go this year?
The Festival of Trees was an incredible event this year. The Festival of Trees has really become a tradition for our community during the week of Thanksgiving at Stony Creek Inn. And around 4,000 people attended this year to visit during the general hours to view about, there were 105 items this year. And those could be anything from Christmas trees to wreaths to centerpieces. And this year we even had like a major specialty item was a $10,000 ski package from the B.A. and Esther Greenheck Foundation and Granite Peak Ski Hill and Shepherd and Schaller. And that item was probably one of the most creative and unique items we've had in a long time.
I'd imagine that got some bids as well.
It did. It sold to a family, actually, who live out of the area, but who have some special ties to hospice, and we really were looking forward to a family experience.
Let's look at the end result. You've got some final numbers as to what was raised this year. How much did that bring in, and what's it going to go to?
Our gross fundraising goal was $150,000, and we exceeded that goal because of the generous support of our entire community. We raised $158,000, and that funding will help support the Aspires Comfort Care and Hospice Services program, specifically to help us fund what we call the community care bedrooms at our hospice house for people who choose to live at the hospice house in their end of life but do not have the financial means to pay. The funding will also help support a music therapy program.
Now, I know I've been up to Hospice House several times, and it is a wonderful facility that most people don't even know is there unless they're looking for it. I guess the best way I could describe it is it's a care facility that doesn't look like a care facility.
It is. Actually, the Hospice House was built through donations from our community several years ago, around I think it was 11 years ago, and it was intended to be like a home. So hospice is end-of-life care wherever a person lives, whether that is in a hospital or in an assisted living facility, a nursing home, at their own home, or if they don't have a home to live in at their end of life, they can choose to stay at the Hospice House. So we do try to make it very much like a home. There's a kitchen that volunteers help prepare meals and cook on a daily basis, a dining room, a family room, so that your family can come to the house and it will still feel like your home.
And nice big rooms to do that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If someone is interested in either donating towards the cause or perhaps checking out Hospice House, who should they contact?
Sure. They can call the Aspires Health Foundation at 847-2470, and we can help them with either making a donation or connecting them with the Hospice House team for a tour or for more information.
Kaylin Pempick from Aspires Hospital. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.